This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV. It's 5 topics, 10 minutes for January 14th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, striking Iran, or plans to do so. Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that National Security Advisor John Bolton had asked the Pentagon to draw up options for a military strike against Iran, a sort of shock and awe type attack. This took planners at the Pentagon and officials at the State Department by surprise and rattled some of them, according to the Wall Street Journal. The request came in September after militia groups inside Iraq backed by Iran fired 3 mortars at the American embassy compound in Baghdad. This is at a time when rioting and political unrest was sweeping across the south and east of Iraq. That's, of course, the area closest to Iran, bearing in mind that Iran is run by a Shia Muslim theocracy, the Ayatollahs, and that most of the Muslims in Iraq are Shia. Well, it's unclear if the options for this attack on Iran ever wound up on President Trump's desk. It's not even known whether President Trump knew about Bolton's request. We do know, however, because he's been very open about it, that John Bolton has for a long time, even before joining the Trump administration, advocated regime change in Iran, and as recently as 2015, openly calling for a military strike against Iran to prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon. Topic number 4, Israel hits Syria, or more accurately, it hits Iran in Syria. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed Sunday that Israel conducted an airstrike against Iranian targets inside Syria over the weekend, which he said described a number of weapons caches at the Damascus airport. Travel advice, if you're going to the Middle East, don't fly into Damascus International. Netanyahu appeared to be referring to an attack reported by Syrian state media on Friday night, which said that Israeli airplanes over the Galilee fired several missiles toward the vicinity of Damascus. The official news agency Sana said that Syrian anti-missile batteries opened fire and shot down most of the Israeli missiles. Of course, Syria's state media always says that every time there's an Israeli attack, and it's not always accurate, if you know what I mean. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces over the weekend found and began to neutralize another tunnel dug by Hezbollah underneath the border between Israel and Lebanon. This concludes Operation Northern Shield, during which Israel has found and filled several tunnels which would have allowed Hezbollah fighters to cross under the border and launch an attack into northern Israel. Topic number 3, speaking of walls, although President Trump last week stopped short of calling a national emergency that would allow him to bypass Congress and building a border wall, assuming that his declaration could withstand a legal challenge, which would almost certainly be filed within minutes of an executive order. This national emergency route is, at this point, appears to be the most likely route for the president to get the wall built, assuming that the wall eventually gets built. It also assumes that President Trump can put down a rebellion inside the Republican Party. Some of the Republicans in the Senate now are leaning towards supporting a Democratic proposal, which would be pass a funding bill to reopen the government and then work out a compromise on border security later. Of course, if that happens, it's almost guaranteed the wall won't get built. Trump's Office of Management and Budget is also looking into alternatives for funding the border wall, pulling money from here and there to scrape together the $5.7 billion he wants. This could involve tapping money from the Pentagon to do it. But of course, any such move carries political risks because even though some of these things that the government has allocated money for are like, you know, don't benefit the average American in the least, they often benefit a very powerful friend of somebody in Congress, and that congressperson will fight tooth and nail to keep that little honeypot. So we shall see what happens there. Meanwhile, why do we need a wall? Well, another migrant caravan is reportedly forming in Honduras. It's set to leave tomorrow, Tuesday. A flyer has been circulating around social media in Honduras. "We're looking for refuge. In Honduras, we are being killed," it says, and advertises a 5 a.m. departure on January 15th, that is tomorrow, Tuesday, from the northern city of San Pedro Sula, where the first caravan, or the recent, most recent caravans left. Government in Mexico says it's getting ready for the group's arrival. However, it prepared for the last group's arrival, closed one border crossing, but allowed thousands of migrants to just swim across the river that separates Mexico from Guatemala, and then just waved them through. Reuters, meanwhile, reporting the charred remains of 21 people have been discovered in a border town just across the river from Texas. Bodies were discovered Wednesday in Ciudad Miguel Alemán. That's less than 60 miles from McAllen, Texas, where the president visited the border on Thursday. State police in Mexico investigating the crime said it appears that gunmen from the Gulf drug cartel fought a gun battle with members of the Northeast cartel, which is a group that split off from another cartel called the Zetas, which were originally formed by Mexican military who were trained by the United States military. And Breitbart today is reporting that federal immigration officials in 2018 seized enough fentanyl. This is a very deadly drug. It's often used to cut other drugs because it makes them more potent. But enough fentanyl was seized by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in 2018 to kill the entire population of the United States twice over. Fentanyl, powerful, deadly synthetic drugs, manufactured in China and pushed across the border because the border is pretty porous by gangs from Central and South America. According to the Centers for Disease Control, fentanyl, cheap to manufacture, easy to smuggle, and involved in about 35,000 drug overdose deaths in 2017. Build the wall. Topic number two, freedom of worship versus freedom of religion. It's a question people in Michigan will be discussing here in the weeks and months ahead. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a directive, it's like a gubernatorial executive order, that removes a religious exemption for faith-based groups who do business with the government in Michigan, possibly opening the door to compelling those groups to support or endorse LGBTQ plus causes. Governor Whitmer announced the directive last Monday. This defines sex discrimination to include gender identity and sexual orientation, and states it will not alter the, and I quote now, right to freedom of worship or religious belief that the people of the state of Michigan have guaranteed under the state constitution. But it lacks a specific exemption for faith-based groups contracting with the state government that was included in a previous directive issued by former Governor Rick Snyder. His directive was superseded by the new directive issued by Governor Whitmer. Again, freedom of worship is different from freedom of religion or religious belief. What it means is you're free to worship any way you like on Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, inside that building, but don't try to take it into the workplace. Freedom of worship is not the same thing as freedom of religion. And this is a language distinction that will probably be challenged. Coming up, Russians stealing the North Pole. That's next on 5 and 10.
If Donald Trump's election was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks the world never saw coming. Even while President Trump has had to war against dark forces who aim to obstruct and ultimately impeach him, his seismic impact on culture and faith in America is undeniable. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Trump Aftershock special offer, featuring the new book by best-selling author Stephen E. Strang, Trump Aftershock. In Trump Aftershock, you'll learn how Trump's agenda aims to combat the media's fake news war with the president, address the surge of illegal immigration, expose the deep state and the agenda of former President Obama, strengthen ties with Israel, find lasting peace in the Middle East, and so much more. When you purchase Trump Aftershock from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive God and Donald Trump by Stephen E. Strang. The 2016 presidential election was perhaps the biggest political upset in American history and still has many Christians and Americans contemplating the possibility of a divine connection between God and Donald Trump. Now you can understand the answer to that question and so much more in the must-read book that reaches far beyond politics and into the redeeming frequencies that America surely needs in God and Donald Trump. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $44. Yours now for your donation of only $30 plus shipping and handling. These two books will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't cover, while objectively helping you understand what our nation's most unlikely and unconventional president has accomplished thus far, and what you can expect looking forward. The Trump Aftershock Special Offer, available now at the Skywatch TV store. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
And topic number one today, the North Pole. It is fleeing Canada. Scientists are using the word skittering. Skittering. The Earth's magnetic field is changing. Magnetic north is moving, and it is moving towards Siberia, away from Canada, moving at a rate of about 30 miles a year. According to scientists, the magnetic pole didn't move much between 1900 and 1980, but since 1980, it is moving and the rate of movement is accelerating. The problem has become so bad that researchers around the world are scrambling to update a global model of Earth's magnetic fields. Why? Because that's what GPS is based on. Your maps, your little smartphone or tablet, the maps that guide planes in the air, ships on the water, boots on the ground, all tied to the magnetic fields of the Earth. The most recent version of the World Magnetic Model was updated in 2015. It was supposed to last until next year, 2020. Well, they've been working to get it done and turned out. The model was supposed to be updated and ready by tomorrow, January 15th, but U.S. government shutdown. Do you think this is evidence of collusion? The Russians are stealing the North Pole, and now the government of America is shut down so we can't update the magnetic model? Coincidence? Coming up this August, SkyWatch TV presents its first ever conference, and we hope we can see you here in the Ozarks for it. Coming to Branson, August 2nd through 4th, all of us from SkyWatch TV will be there. Tom Horn, Josh Peck, Sharon and me, Joe Horn, Ellie Anderson, Donna Howell, and more. Other great speakers like Dr. Michael Heiser, Stephen Bankhurst, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, and more. And special music by Dino Kartsanakis. So sign up quickly because this will sell out quickly. For information and to make your reservation, log on to DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. We're coming to Dallas, March 28th through 31st, to hear the Watchman Conference, now adding two new speakers, Irvin Baxter of End Time Ministries and Gary Wayne, author of The Genesis 6 Conspiracy. Join L.A. Marzulli, Carl Gallups, Rabbi Zev Parat, Sharon and me, Russ Dizdar, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, Pastor Casper McLeod, and more. And save $20. $20 off your registration by using the promo code Gilbert20. That's Gilbert20. And we'll see you in Dallas at the end of March. And then hopefully we can see you in Israel. And, the Jordan extension, looking more and more interesting the more I learn about what happened east of the Jordan River. May 12th through 23rd, and a couple extra days if you're going with us to see Mount Nebo, Petra, and other sites east of the Jordan River. Pastor Carl Gallups, Rabbi Zev Parat will join us in the Holy Land. For information and to reserve your place on the tour bus, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com. SkyWatch TV broadcasts on your schedule. It's a free download, a free ad to your set-top box, Roku or Apple TV, or download the free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet. We've got instructions on how to do that at SkyWatchTV.com. And at my website, you'll find links to the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce, the Gilbert House Fellowship. We're in the book of Zechariah now, which has got some really interesting stuff. Creatures with wings carrying a woman in a basket back to Babylon it's interesting stuff when you start comparing that to the book of Revelation. My weekly podcast as well, link there. You'll find it at DerekPGilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.